Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A crisp morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Down in Eilut, the day promises warmth and sunshine. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reported that Netanyahu's demand to limit strikes comes from the Trump administration's push for diplomacy. The U.S. seeks quiet in both Gaza and Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom reports from a short time ago on a political plan considering Israeli withdrawal for action against Hezbollah. This follows injuries from a drone strike and Hezbollah's recovery post-Operation Lion's Roar. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals Iran's preparations to widen the war. Tehran is ramping up missile and drone production and engaging proxies across the region, according to the Wall Street Journal. Separately, Ynet shared that Iran's Mojtaba Khamenei is hardening strategies during U.S. talks. This report highlights Tehran's efforts to empower its forces and prepare allied militias for potential conflict. And finally, I-24 News notes that Trump praised the Mecca agreement between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan earlier today. In a Truth Social post, he emphasized the unity in the Middle East. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted 4 hours ago that Iran's parliament approved a bill criminalizing interviews with U.S. or Israeli media. The bill awaits Guardian Council review to become law. The Times of Israel's Vered Gutman critiqued New York Magazine's story on Middle Eastern dining. She pointed out a significant oversight regarding Israel's identity. I-24 News English reported 5 hours ago, with Lent Darkal, Maurice Hirsch discussing IDF's responsibility in the West Bank. He stressed the need to address violent elements breaking the law. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report. The Trump administration is applying pressure on Israel to show restraint in Gaza and Lebanon. This move aligns with diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. For civilians, this could mean a temporary reprieve from escalation. Turning to Israel Hayom's coverage, the potential Israeli withdrawal in exchange for action against Hezbollah is under assessment. This comes after recent escalations and could shift the military landscape. Any withdrawal would significantly impact regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's strategic maneuvers. Tehran's increased production of missiles and drones signals a readiness to escalate tensions further. The presence of IRGC advisors in neighboring countries raises concerns of a broader conflict. Ynet's report connects closely. Iran's Mojtaba Khamenei is reinforcing military capabilities amidst U.S. negotiations. This preparation underscores Tehran's commitment to a hardened stance. For the region, this heightens the risk of military engagements. Finally, I-24 News shared Trump's praise for the Mecca agreement. The accord between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan marks a significant diplomatic achievement. This development could pave the way for future collaboration in the Middle East. On the economic front. First, KTEK reports that a data breach at Bits of Gold exposed personal details of up to 250,000 crypto customers. The attack targeted an external provider, raising concerns about potential misuse of stolen information. Separately, Mariv Business warns about a tax issue for tenants renovating in exchange for rent exemptions. The tax authority may not view these deals as exempt, leading to unexpected tax liabilities. And finally, Walla Business reveals that AI giant Anthropic is in talks to acquire Israeli startup Descartes for $6 billion. This would be Anthropic's largest acquisition, highlighting Israel's burgeoning tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.